Well, isn't it wonderful just to spend time giving God thanks for the joy of new life? And we have two new lives here this morning we have the joy of giving God thanks for. As any new parent will tell you, each and every child is special, is unique in some way. In the first year of life, everything is new, and you just spend your time beginning to get to know what makes them laugh, what makes them cry, sometimes all night, what they like, what they dislike, what talents do they have, are they musical, are they sporty, are they artistic, can they fit the whole TV remote in their mouth in one? You learn a lot in 1 year. And we're all unique people, some of us more so than others, but there is one person who is the most unique, most special person who has ever lived, and that's Jesus. There's something so incredibly special about Jesus. When people met him, they gave up everything they had to follow him. When sick people touched his clothes, they were healed. When he spoke, thousands came to listen to him. With a word, he calmed storms. With a look, he knew people's whole lives. There's no one like him. There's no one since, and no one before. Who is this man? Who is this man? That is a question people asked each other when they met him and saw what he did. Like we did this morning, it was kind of like they were playing a game of Guess Who, only this time it was Jesus edition. Some guessed he was a teacher, some guessed he was a messenger from God, but Peter, one of Jesus' disciples, he guessed correctly. He said, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." How did Peter know this? Was it a lucky guess? Or does he know something that perhaps the others didn't? Well, similar to the game we played at the beginning of the service, Peter just asked some very simple questions. Not, does he have brown hair or does he have a moustache? But rather, Peter looked at the Bible. He picked up the Bible, he looked, and he read the promises that God had made to send a saviour to rescue Israel. And this saviour was called the Messiah. And he would heal the sick, he would care for the poor, he would do miracles, and he would teach God's word. Everything that Peter knew about the Messiah, he saw Jesus do. Peter saw Jesus do incredible things that no one before had done. During the Holy Bible Club, we learned of one particular miracle that Peter witnessed Jesus do. The disciples were in a boat, they were on Lake Galilee, when a great storm came up around them. They tried to bring their little boat under control, but the winds and the waves were too big for them. Jesus was with them, but he was fast asleep in the boat. So the disciples wake him, terrified that they're going to drown. Jesus stands up and he says two words, "Be still." Immediately, the winds and the waves become calm, and the storm disappears. The disciples are astounded, and they look at each other and say, "What kind of man is this?" And this was just one of the incredible miracles that Peter witnessed Jesus do. All that Peter had seen and heard about Jesus convinced him that this was the Messiah, the Saviour God had promised to send. But is Jesus really the Messiah that Peter wants? No sooner had Peter said it than he starts questioning his conclusion. You see, Peter expected the Messiah would rescue Israel by conquering its enemies and bringing about a new age of prosperity and peace. Jesus, however, seems to have a very different understanding of what the Messiah will do. Jesus tells Peter and the other disciples, he says, the Messiah will suffer many things, and he must be killed, and on the third day, he'll be raised to life. Jesus isn't the Messiah who will destroy his enemies, but rather he will die on a cross, sacrificing himself for their sins. This is the kind of Messiah that God had in mind. And if Peter had read the Bible carefully, the Old Testament, he would have understood this. Throughout the Old Testament, God makes clear that he is angry with evil and the wickedness he sees in this world. He also makes clear that we're all guilty. We've all done wrong. And there are many examples of times in the Bible when God rightly punishes people for their wrong behaviour and actions. But despite how angry God is when he sees our wickedness, he does not want to punish us as we deserve, because he loves us. So God sent the Messiah, Jesus his son, to be punished in our place. Jesus suffered the penalty for our wickedness by dying on the cross. And this was the way that God had in mind for the Messiah to rescue people. Because Jesus died for my sin, I am forgiven by God. And so is everyone who trusts in Jesus to save them. Peter, however, doesn't expect a Messiah who will die. Peter doesn't understand how a dying Messiah could rescue anyone. Peter wants a Messiah who will conquer his enemies. But Jesus isn't that Messiah. Jesus is the Messiah who will die on the cross for the sins of the world. So Peter must have been thinking to himself, is this Jesus a Messiah I am willing to follow? Peter was willing to pick up a sword and fight for a Messiah who would go to war against Israel's enemies, but how could anyone follow a Messiah who would die on the cross? Well, Jesus knew Peter was thinking this, and the other disciples too, so he explained to them, whoever wants to follow me must deny themselves, pick up their cross, and follow me. What did Jesus mean by this? How can you pick up a cross and follow Jesus? Well, I have a cross right here I put together myself. Forward and see if they can lift this cross. I'm looking for someone quite fit, quite able. Makeda, do you want to come and give us a go? Okay. I've got trust in you, Makeda. Okay. So here we go. Jesus said, pick up the cross. So we're going to attempt this. Now, Makeda, I've got a bit of a kind of challenge for you. I want you to pick it up just using your pinky. Just your pinky. Go, give us your best shot. Okay, I'll let you use both of them, okay? Two pinkies. Well, that's pretty difficult. It's very difficult. Like I say, it's pretty heavy. How far do you think you can carry it like that? You're not very far, I imagine. From here to Islip?
No.
Okay. try picking up using all your body, you know? You use your whole body. Go for it. It's pretty heavy, isn't it? It's pretty heavy. Great, thank you. Put it down for us. Thank you so much. Thank you, Michaela. I'm glad that didn't end in tears. Right. So if you want to pick up the cross, you don't just use your little finger, do you? That'd be silly. If you want to pick up something like that, that kind of weight, you give your whole body. You put your whole body into it. You give it your best shot. And the cross, this cross is pretty heavy. You know, it's reasonably heavy. I put it together myself. But the crossbeam that Jesus would have had to carry, just the bit across the top here, just that bit, when they crucified people in Roman times, that cross, that piece of wood would have weighed about 500 pounds. 500 pounds. Now, if you're difficult at visualising that, that's about the weight of this motorbike. 500 pounds. It's about the weight of that pig. Imagine carrying that pig, 500. It's about the weight of these bell bars. Look at that guy. 500 pounds. So you can't possibly lift a weight like that by just using your pinky finger. You have to put everything you've got into it to try and lift it up. And if you're going to have... And that's really what Jesus was trying to say to Peter. He was trying to tell him, in order to follow him, Peter was going to have to give Jesus absolutely everything. He was going to have to give him his whole life, every bit of energy, all his mind, his heart and his soul. Peter needed to put aside his own expectations, his own desires, his own hopes and dreams, and give his whole life to following Jesus. In other words, he'd have to deny himself and pick up the cross and follow him. And Peter didn't really understand what this meant when Jesus told him. But then he saw Jesus die. And 3 days later, he saw Jesus come back to life. And Peter realized the incredible truth. Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of God, who suffered and died on the cross for our sins. It was by his death that the Messiah came to rescue people. Then Peter wasn't guessing anymore. He knew who Jesus was, and he picked up his cross and followed him. So like Peter and his friends, Jesus is asking you to guess who he is. How can you know who Jesus is? Like Peter, how did Peter know? How can you know? Well, like Peter, we have God's word in the Bible, which explains to us that God sent, his plan was to send a saviour, his son Jesus. It's not a secret plan. It's not complicated or confusing. It's there for you in those Bibles in front of you to read and to understand. It's all there for you. And also like Peter, we too can experience Jesus for ourselves. We believe that although for now Jesus isn't here with us in the flesh and blood, he is here with us through his Holy Spirit. And he reveals himself to us through the Spirit. And you can come to know Jesus by asking God to reveal himself to you through the Holy Spirit as you read the Bible. Perhaps like Peter, you do believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. But is he the Messiah you want? Perhaps you'd prefer a prosperity Messiah who might give you a big house and a nice car, or a self-help Messiah who would solve all your worries and your weaknesses, or a revolutionary Messiah who would change the world. But the reason that Jesus came to this earth, his sole purpose in coming as the Saviour of the world, was to die on the cross, to give his life for your sins, so that you could be forgiven, so you could experience eternity with God. Jesus is the Messiah who died for you. Is that the Messiah you want? And if you do accept that Jesus died for your sins, is he the Messiah you will follow? Not just some of the time, not just on Sundays or on special occasions, but all of the time and everywhere. You'll daily make every effort to direct every energy of your body, your soul, and your mind to live for his pleasure and live for his cause. And that's what it means to pick up the cross and follow the Messiah who died on the cross. So whatever stage you're at in terms of thinking about these things, whether you're just trying to wrestle with how do you know that this is Jesus the Messiah who came for you, or perhaps you're still working out if this is really the Messiah you want, or you're trying to decide now how to follow him, we're going to sing a song together in response to this message. And the song is called I Surrender. I Surrender All. That's what Jesus is calling us to do in order to follow him. To surrender everything we have. All our hopes, our dreams, our money, our concerns, our desires for the future. Everything we have. So as you sing this song, use it as a prayer. And if perhaps you don't want to sing those words just now, feel free not to. But either way, this is what we're going to do.